For the second time in 2 months, there's big investment news coming out of Rivian Automotive. Ford announced this morning that it will invest $500 million in the electric vehicle startup, but the partnership is more than just a bunch of cash. Here to help unpack the deal is GLT's Ryan Denham.
Hey, Charlie.
What do we know about this partnership between Ford and Rivian?
All right, so it's $500 million, which is enough to give Ford a minority stake in Rivian. Rivian will remain an independent company. And Rivian says it'll still build its own vehicles in Normal. Its pickup and SUV start being built next year. However, the thing that's sort of interesting here is that Ford is going to be using Rivian's skateboard platform, which is essentially like a battery base that a car or truck can sit on top of. Ford is going to use these skateboards to make a new electric vehicle of its own. So it'll be a Ford vehicle on top of a Rivian skateboard. And that's all kind of tied up in this partnership.
So Ford makes its own pickups and SUVs. The F-150 Ford is the nation's leading pickup seller for a long time. Aren't they competitors? Why are they working together?
No, exactly. Ford is not only, you know, its bread and butter is trucks and SUVs, but it's also trying to move into electric trucks and SUVs. The F-150 hybrid, I think, debuts next year. It's going to be followed by an all-electric version. And that's right in the wheelhouse of competition for Rivian, which is, you know, has its R1T and R1S, these kind of flagship launch Rivian-branded cars or Rivian-branded vehicles. But RJ Scaringe, the founder and CEO of Rivian, says, The brands are very different, and these kind of partnerships still are very important. Rivian's brand is very much this kind of lifestyle adventure thing. That's their whole marketing push and advertising push. Ford, who, I don't know what they're going to do with this thing that they're going to be creating on top of the Rivian platform, but he says it'll be very different from the Rivian products. And also Rivian is getting not just the investment, but the industrial expertise and resources. And here's how he put it in a call with media and analysts this morning.
There is a lot to learn from companies like Ford that really understand the complexity of producing such a robust and complex product as a vehicle.
And Ford's president of automotive, Joe Hinrichs, was also on that call this morning. The way he put it, he also downplayed any kind of competition between these two and said that partnerships do not preclude competition. He says that partnerships like this speed up the pace of development and getting big auto into the electric vehicle space even faster.
Partnerships, alliances are all part of how this transportation system evolves as an ecosystem. We can learn from each other. We can compete with each other at the same time.
So what could this mean for the Normal manufacturing plant?
Well, that is the big question for me. If this local economy is sort of banking on 1,000 jobs at Rivian by 2024 or so, does a partnership with Ford help or hurt that? You could, if you were on sort of the pessimistic side of things, you could think, well, Ford has all their own manufacturing plants. Does that mean that they're going to be building Rivian stuff at Ford plants? Or does that mean that Rivian is less interested in building its own vehicles here in Normal, and so there's going to be fewer jobs here locally? You could also look at it as a positive. So if Ford is going to be acquiring and using more of these Rivian skateboards, those skateboards are going to be built here, theoretically, and the battery technology is going to be built here, so maybe that's going to make the plant busier, and that means maybe more jobs or the amount of jobs that we were expecting. The real answer is we don't know, and I think that's sort of the most interesting unanswered question coming out of this. I did put a call into Rivian's spokesperson this morning. Haven't heard back yet to kind of see what their take on this Normal impact is, but that's what I'm watching.
It's a time of ferment in the auto industry as a lot of people are looking about how to place bets on electric vehicle and autonomous vehicle technology. General Motors had a potential partnership with Rivian. What happened to that?
That apparently fell through. That was, I think, in February of this year when the big Amazon investment in Rivian went public. Right around that same time, there was talk of a General Motors partnership as well. But then last week, Bloomberg, in a story kind of based out of the New York Auto Show where Rivian is this month, basically said that Rivian rebuffed that partnership, and it kind of fell apart. That Rivian rejected a GM deal that maybe had an element of exclusivity to it, so that Rivian wouldn't be able to build platforms or vehicles for other car companies if they got tied up with GM. And RJ Scringe wasn't okay with that, and so that's kind of why it fell apart. We don't really know. Scringe has not like publicly commented on why the GM thing didn't happen. But he has talked about how he wants this platform to be available to multiple auto manufacturers. If he is a true believer, if he thinks this platform can change the world and change the technology and that underlies transportation, you can't do that if you're only giving it to one car company.
There was an Amazon investment that made news a few weeks ago. Is there a through line here? Is there a dot to connect this?
Only in so much as the comments I just made about how RJ Scaringe and Rivian are very much interested in sharing out their technology to multiple companies. There's no direct relationship between the Amazon deal and the Ford deal. That was a question that was asked during this morning's media call. Those are not like directly related things. However, it's obviously the same type of thing.
Does Rivian have enough strategic partners now? Does it have enough capital? Is it going to be looking for even more partnerships?
Yes, I think that's certainly a possibility. We could see an overseas auto manufacturer, somebody internationally who wants to acquire Rivian's skateboard battery base and use that to build its own cars on top of those. Then the competition thing becomes a little less in play if it's some company in India or China. That's something that I think is a real possibility.
What questions are you left with? What don't we know?
Well, we don't know much about the vehicle that Ford wants to make on top of the Rivian skateboard. There's no name. There's no price point. There's no model type. So we don't know if it's a truck or an SUV or something else. And, you know, how it's going to be kind of pitched to consumers. Again, we don't really know much about the manufacturing impact here in Normal, and is this net good, net bad, neutral for that? And there are some kind of little things that are kind of floating around after all these months and years that we've been reporting on Rivian is like what company or supplier is giving Rivian its battery cells, for example? If Rivian's whole business model is kind of structured on these skateboards, which have the battery inside, we don't know a lot about the battery cell supplier. Still kind of a mystery, and battery cell supply is an important thing in the electric vehicle world. Companies have run into trouble if they've had bad suppliers that have run short, and so the steadiness of that is important, and we don't really know a lot about that.
RJ Scaringe has been skeptical about some parts of the traditional auto industry, but one thing he's said from time to time is their ability to scale. They do quite well. How much of that piece of Ford's expertise is going to be shared with Rivian?
We don't know the specifics on that. That was a question that was asked during this morning's media call with the Rivian and Ford executives. They said they're not disclosing the specific things that were going to be changing hands, but described it generally as industrial expertise and resources. But I think you're right in that Scaringe has had pretty open arms to kind of traditional legacy auto manufacturers. When I think he came to town for the first time to tour the Mitsubishi plant, which is now the Rivian plant, he had with him a kind of an old school auto manufacturer guy who had a little history in the plant, knew something about it. He was sort of, obviously an old hand when it comes to auto manufacturing. So he's like sort of a friendly disruptor in that sense, that he's not afraid to wrap his arms around a legacy automaker.
That's GLT Digital Content Director Ryan Denham. He's been covering Rivian for GLT. You can see all our coverage at wglt.org/Rivian. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.